Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We got Evan Holyfield on the line. Evan, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. It's going pretty good for me, but I got a question to ask you, and I know this might be an obvious answer, but I have to know, when did you decide, what point in your life did you decide, say, hey, I want to become a boxer?
Well, I had my first fight when I was 8, but when I decided to play nothing but, to do only boxing was when I was like in 9th grade and stuff. I was playing football my freshman year, and I was actually on the practice squad. NFL dreams like anybody, and what ended up happening was I was playing wide receiver during practice, and I got let out too far on the slant, and I got hit by a linebacker I didn't see.
Uh-huh.
And I really made that decision at that point in life that I only wanted to focus on one person, not 11 other people.
But wait a minute, Evan, I gotta ask, man, because when you say you fought at 8, is that like a schoolyard fight, or was that like a legit you trained for the fight? Because at 8 years old, I'm thinking you ain't really thinking about boxing at 8.
Oh yeah, I really wasn't thinking about boxing, but my dad was just, it was me, my brother, and my sister on the car, Elijah and Eden, and he just came up with the idea like, oh yeah, you guys wanna box? You wanna go to a boxing match? And you know, I really didn't have any idea that he was talking about the real boxing match, like we will be competing in it. But yeah, we ended up having to compete in Golden Gloves at 8, and that was my first fight. I ended up winning, but my mom ended up taking me out for another couple of years. But in between that, I had played every other sport, like gymnastics, swimming, football, wrestling, track, any other sport you can. I probably played it.
Yeah, and of course, Dogs fans, finally remember your brother. And, Evan Holyfield's fighting Saturday night at State Farm Arena at statefarmarena.com/events, part of the – boy, Atlanta's become a kind of a boxing mecca. Evan, I got to ask, you, your brothers, your sisters, obviously there are great advantages to being a Holyfield, but what are some of the unique challenges, especially as you're trying to start a career in boxing to be the son of the real deal?
I just feel like, just like with anything – Elijah plays football, and every time he scores a touchdown, they always mention my dad. So you already can imagine it's the same thing if you're in his actual profession, boxing. But, it's a challenge, but at the end of the day, it's a blessing, too, because it opens certain doors, and it's also going to give me the platform to allow people to see the vast differences between my father and I, you know what I mean? People always don't want to compare, but at the end of the day, when they see me fight, they don't have no choice but to, see the differences,
So for you, what is the significant thing about fighting here in Atlanta at State Farm Arena?
I grew up out here for the most part. I was born in Houston, but I moved here when I was 2 to Atlanta. So, it's really a big blessing to actually have a fight in front of all my hometown fans and everything, because I've been pro for about like a year or two. So this is going to be my 8th fight, but this is really my first fight in Atlanta, because I had one other fight in Atlanta, but it was during COVID. So not too many people were trying to get out, but it's just a blessing to get a fight in front of my hometown fans, and you know, having a fight in the pinnacle of where you could possibly, the biggest place you could have it in Atlanta, in the Hawk Stadium or, you know, the Falcons, between the two. But you really, just, these are things that you just really don't imagine or you really think of when you, you know, when you're a kid, you know, coming up in the city.
And, you know, not only that, you're fighting Nico Ali Walsh, the grandson of Muhammad Ali, in Atlanta. How big is that for you to be fighting him? It's not right. Nico Ali Walsh?
Nico Ali Walsh is fighting on the card, but I don't believe I'm fighting him. He's weight division or two up there. But, hey, it could always happen in the future, you know, if I ever get that big.
Oh, my bad. My fault. I read it wrong. But both of you guys, you know, got famous family members that are fighting. So how big is that for you to be on the same card with him?
Oh, yeah, I feel like it's a unique opportunity. I never got to meet Nico or anything, but I'll have a chance to meet him in the next day or two. So, you know, it'll always be cool to meet new people and possibly make new friends and, you know, new connections, because you never know, a fight like that may be able to develop in the next coming years.
Evan Holyfield on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game is fighting Saturday night at State Farm Arena on the undercard. You know, another great boxing night at statefarmarena.com/events. All right, Evan, we got to ask the question. When your dad says he's going to fight again, and we've seen this happen again, are you like, Dad, oh, stop, you know, enough? Do you worry about him? Is he going to fight again, and do you worry about that?
I mean, I asked him if he was going to fight again. He used to tell me he doesn't really know for sure. But I was at his last fight, and, you know, to be honest, I was working his corner and stuff. And, you know, he really didn't get hit like that. He really lost his balance. But it was kind of like, you know, I was more so glad and happy he got out with his health and he didn't have to get, you know, hit or hurt, you know, to really get it, you know, to really get up or anything. So always my first and foremost thing about him is him being safe. But you know what I mean? You can't really tell anybody how to live their life. What makes a person happy is what makes them happy.
Yep, right, exactly.
This is true. This is true. And with that being said, what does it mean for you to partner with Georgia Hemp Company? And how do you see this partnership contributing to your preparation and recovery process?
Oh, yeah, I feel like it's a big blessing just getting to meet the people. And I actually went to the store and got to meet them. So I like the energy. And ultimately, I feel like it's an up one for my whole team because, you know, with boxing, you only get one body in this life. And, you know, not everybody's going to be using their body in the way that most us athletes do, or especially as boxers. So, you know, you get one body, so you got to take care of it. And at the end of the day, in the sport, your body's pretty much, you know, how you're going to make your money. So you got to keep on top of it and, you know, keep the wheels turning. So this partnership with the Georgia Hemp Company, I believe, is extremely advantageous because it's going to help me with my recovery and help me stay on top of the ball with those type things in a more natural way instead of having to go the more so the pharmaceutical route or whatever. But I feel like it's a way more better way. And just really just getting a new learning for it because with Joe and everything, Joe's really teaching me a lot of things about the CBD that I never really even knew myself. And I honestly thought I knew a lot about the CBD and stuff. But, you know, I'm learning every day and just can't wait to really start implementing this into what I do because, you know, the little I've been doing so far has been helping me tremendously.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can attest to that. Joe has taught me a lot about the CBD as well, and I would like to thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.